cost structure. The majority of air transport's total operating costs are variable as opposed to fixed, 80% compared to 20%. Variable costs include fuel, airport landing fees, aircraft maintenance, labor, and some aircraft leases. As with most transportation modes, fuel and labor make up most of the variable costs, almost 50% of all operating costs when the categories are combined. For the air carrier industry, fuel was historically the highest cost, but now labor is the highest cost. High variability in fuel costs can cause air carriers to scrutinize the planes in their fleet and the routes they fly. For example, four-engine planes such as Boeing 747s have higher variable costs than two-engine planes, so many are being phased out for passenger service, though they still have a role in cargo-only service. Though aircraft manufacturers continue to work on developing more fuel-efficient planes, it may cost an air carrier more to add new planes than to pay higher fuel costs for the current fleet. Air carriers require a variety of employees, including air crews, communications personnel, mechanics, ground crews, and office and management personnel. Another important variable cost is the cost of operating leases for aircraft, which can take several forms. Important types include wet leases. Wet leases are operating leases that effectively allow renting an aircraft and its crew, and all required maintenance and insurance are included. It is a way of temporarily increasing capacity without providing an operating crew or directly incurring maintenance costs. Dry leases. Dry leases that are structured as operating leases are used to rent just an aircraft, usually for several years. The carrier leasing the plane needs to put the aircraft on its own aircraft operator's certificate, AOC, provide air registration, provide its own flight crew, and perform all required maintenance during the lease period. Maintenance costs can be quite expensive, especially for older planes. Note that if a dry lease is structured as rent-to-own, for example, it satisfies specific accounting criteria related to ownership, this type of dry lease is a capital or financing lease rather than an operating lease. In this case, the aircraft cost is no longer treated as a variable cost, an expense, but is instead treated as a fixed cost, depreciation of an asset. Air freight forwarders offer shippers different levels of service. For example, a shipper may choose to use a deferred service, which delivers goods within 7 days at a lower cost, instead of an express service, which delivers goods within 1 to 3 days at a much higher cost. Equipment costs also vary based on plane size. Larger planes cost more to operate, but the cost per pound mile is less. Larger planes can carry more freight, and the higher cost is spread out over a greater number of units. Fixed costs arise from aircraft purchases or capital/financing leases of aircraft, specialized handling systems, and ULDs. Asset costs include depreciation, finance charges, and insurance. Large-scale air carriers do have some economies of scale, in part from the more extensive use of larger planes. However, sufficient demand must be present for efficient use of these planes.